This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Joining me now is Mark Landon Smith, Executive Director of Arts Life Theater. Welcome back.
Buenos dias, Antoinette.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for having me back.
You're
again.
Welcome.
Always such a pleasure to drop in and talk to you guys.
Absolutely. Next week is Halloween, and you have a production coming up that's Halloween-esque.
We do. We have a show opening this week on October 27th, which is Thursday, and it is called Teenagers from Outer Space.
Nice.
You have to say it like that.
Of course you do.
You have a choice. And what it was or is, it's a movie that was made in 1959. Absolutely horrible movie.
How did you find
this? But wonderful at the same time. I ran across it actually while I was watching. I used to be a big fan of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And this was one of the movies that they were commenting on. And I was more fascinated with the movie than I was with their comments. So I started looking it up online and found out that it's in the public domain, which means you can do whatever you want to with it, right? And did a lot of research on it, and they made the movie for, I think, like $8,000. And they recorded the sound separate from when they were filming on location. So what they would do is they'd get on location, they would play back the sound, and the actors would lip sync to their own voices, which I thought was really weird. And the costuming is terrible, and the story's stupid, and it's fabulous. So
that's quite a pitch there.
It's very high camp, you know, and it was taken.
Yeah.
It was made to be a serious movie, but it came across as just really campy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've done is we have taken the script and we have been the first ones in the world to adapt it to the stage.
Hooray!
So that's what we're doing with it. This is Teenagers from Outer Space, a world premiere of the 1959 movie that has been adapted for the stage.
Excellent.
So and it is a story of this teenager from outer space
yes.
who lands on Earth and falls in love with the Earth girl, and they have brought the Gargons, his other planet, they brought the Gargons to feed on our planet,
of course,
and eventually kill all of us. And he falls in love with her and doesn't want that to happen. And we find out that the Gargons are really just a lobster. That's it. You know, that's their monster that they came up with, a lobster in a chicken wire bucket, literally. And so that kind of sets the tone for the type of movie it was and the type of play it is, too. It's just a lot of fun. And the kids are having a great time doing it. And it's just perfect for this time of year. Very family oriented. And just a lot of campy fun.
Is it a very large cast?
It is a cast of about 18 young actors ranging in age from, I think, 8 to 18. And this is actually the fourth show that we've done adaptations to. We did last year we did Night of the Living Dead, adapted that for the stage, which is now out for publication. And then we've done some original stuff like Christmas Carol High School and The Pirate Show, which are now being which have been published and are being produced all over the world. But we created those shows. We started them here, and they had their world premieres here. So when you open up the scripts to these plays, when you buy them at beggarsplays.com, you will see in the script, it'll say first produced at Arts Life Theater. Then it has a list of the original cast, which are all our local and regional actors.
For the kids.
Absolutely. It's great for the kids. So it's a bit of immortality for them, you know, because years from now when people are still producing these plays, they will open up those scripts and see that person was the first person to say those lines on stage. So it's very exciting.
So you said the movie was supposed to be serious, but it came off as very campy. So
yes.
When you made this adaptation, did you just completely run with the camp? Or
did
you try
to make
it serious?
Absolutely. No, I stayed really true to the original movie, taking dialogue directly from it. But I also spiced it up a bit too, you know, making some anachronistic references about people using iPhones and stuff like that, which they, of course, didn't have in 1959, even though the play is set in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
So I tweaked it a little bit just to make it a bit more fun than it already was. We have a great set and a great set designer. Zee Crump did our set for us, and she's just absolutely brilliant if you've ever seen any of her work for us or anywhere else. And then we have a fantastic costume designer with Faye Alter, who has really costumed these kids up to the 1959's ultimate look.
Yes.
And so the show's going to be October 27th through the 29th at Arts Life Theater at 818 North Sang Avenue, our home space. And tickets are $6 for 13 and up, $4 for 12 and under. You can go to artslivetheater.com and check it out. We also have Cinderella coming up on November 17th. And then December 17th, we have auditions for The Outsider. So there's a lot of stuff going on at Arts Live. And then we have our spring classes starting in January. So you can check all that out at artslivetheater.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.